Shapiro was nominated by former President Barack Obama in 2011. I began our interview by asking him whether there's any progress right now in terms of Israel and the Palestinians finding a solution to sharing the land they both claim as their own.
The prospects are very poor at the moment. I'm a big believer that the only way the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians can end is in a two-state solution, and it has to be negotiated, and the United States will almost certainly have to be the mediator that helps negotiate it. But President Trump inherited a situation in which there was probably no prospect of an agreement and probably no prospect of even getting the parties to the table. Two leaders, Netanyahu and Abbas, who mistrust each other totally, who have been through several rounds of failed negotiations, who face very severe domestic political constraints that would make it very difficult for them to be flexible and reach agreements, and a region that is still very unsettled from recent upheavals. So it's very unlikely that no matter what President Trump did, that he could get those parties to the table. That doesn't mean he's done everything he could do to try to keep the two-state solution alive and viable and achievable for the next time there are leaders who really maybe could take some risks that these leaders cannot.
Do you think Trump's base would ever get behind a two-state solution?
It's a good question, and it may be one of the reasons he's reluctant to put out the plan, because a plan that is not a two-state solution, as I said, will not generate any support from others in the region. Israelis might like it, some Israelis, but no Arab governments and no Palestinians will go for it. But it's not clear that his base is all that enthusiastic about it. And so maybe as he heads into his own reelection, he may decide, I don't need that headache. I'm not going to put a plan out that's going to be instantly rejected on one side or the other, and may also alienate a big part of my own supporters.
In the past, history has shown us that really it takes a perfect aligning of the stars, if you will, in terms of leaders in place, Palestinians and Israel, and sometimes even third parties who mediate. How important is that to those populations when they go to the ballot box?
It is not the dominant issue or even the second or third top issue being debated in the Israeli elections underway. There are one or two parties who prioritize this issue. They're going to get a very small percentage of the vote. Most people are focused on security. Most people are focused on economic issues, housing prices, healthcare, things of that sort. And because there's a sense of despair that there's no real prospect, there's no partner, and maybe no leadership on either side that can actually build the trusting relationship, it isn't really prioritized.
What is the sentiment among the Israeli population in general toward President Trump?
The Israeli public, generally speaking, views President Trump fairly favorably. He's made a number of decisions which are popular in Israel. He withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal, which was not a popular deal, which many Israelis shared the prime minister's criticism that it left Iran with too much technology, and even if it would take the number of years, the opportunity still to break out to a nuclear weapon. So they appreciated that. They very much appreciated the move of the embassy to Jerusalem. It was the first time any foreign government had recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, and to put the American embassy there was a very moving decision. There was forthright support for Israel at the United Nations by Ambassador Nikki Haley while she was there. So generally speaking, President Trump is seen as popular. He's also seen as a bit destabilizing because of the impact his presidency is having on America and society. And the fact that Americans seem so divided is a little unnerving for Israelis who count on America as their stable, larger and bigger ally to help them through various crises. When America is in crisis, it's a little bit destabilizing.
Again, that was former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Daniel Shapiro, who was in Springfield this week. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.